Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back. I know 4th of July is right around the corner, so I thought it would be perfect timing to come in today and share with you guys some fun things for 4th of July. I don't know if you guys are like me, but I feel like 4th of July, I'm like, it's such a fun, cool holiday, right? Obviously, like celebrating our country's birthday, but I feel like sometimes we just do like the same boring things, like when we go to 4th of July parties, and I love summer, and I love being super festive, but sometimes I just feel like the morning of, or like the day before, I was like, oh yeah, we're going to that party. Oh, what fun thing can we do? Well, never mind, because like I'm short on time, or, you know, I go to the store to find stuff and everything's picked over. So I thought I would just share with you guys some things that, I made a list of that I wanted to share with you guys, but I made a list of some things that I'm like, okay, what can I brainstorm, to do that's different or fun this year? Because I know my kids love going to 4th of July parties and obviously the fireworks and the sparklers and the pool parties and stuff. But sometimes I feel like after a while, not that they get bored, but it's like, sometimes I can tell my kids are looking for some different entertainment when we've been at parties, like, you know, for a whole half afternoon and a whole evening. So here's a list of some things that I wrote down and I brainstormed down, and I just wanted to share them with you guys because you might think that some of them are really fun to add into your parties that you go to, especially if there's a lot of kiddos there and they need some entertainment, or if they get bored really quickly or whatever. So, okay. Some of the fun things, creating a 4th of July playlist, both for like kids and adults, right? You can have a little mix of both, and playing a playlist to have on the speakers, I thought would be really fun, rather than just like normal music. Having a photo booth area, so like getting like a backdrop. And I was thinking of this, I know when I was at the dollar store, recently, they had like just those like plastic like sheet things that hang down, you know, and it wasn't 4th of July. I don't remember what holiday it was, but I was like, that would be a cool idea. So like just even getting something that's like red or blue and hanging it down and just getting some cheap things that, you know, you can put on your head or the sunglasses or whatever. So doing like a little photo booth area. And then like with that, having maybe like a little craft table area for the kids, and taking like a Polaroid for the photo booth, and then having of like your family, and then having that be like a little craft that they can make out of that little Polaroid. So Cruz, my little guy, in his class, I don't remember which year it was, but for Valentine's Day, they did this. They did little props, you know, and they did a Polaroid picture. I don't know which mom did this, but whoever did, I thought it was super cute. And then they took popsicle sticks ahead of time and like hot glued them together, and then just glued the Polaroid on the popsicle sticks. And then the kids decorated like the outskirts of the popsicle sticks with little like candy hearts and stuff. And it was super cute because I love having a picture of my kids from like that time that they were in school. I don't know about you guys, but I love those trinkety things like around my house. Like I'll put them on my windowsill or in my office or my nightstand or just somewhere. And I love like seeing those pictures of my kids from, you know, that specific like holiday from when they were in a certain year. And so I thought that would be a really cute idea for a little Polaroid photo booth area into a craft table. For the kids, that you can have a family picture from that 4th of July, and you can write, you know, July 2023 on it and have it to put, you know, of course, wherever in your house. So I thought that was a cute idea to just buy some cheap stickers from the dollar store. Popsicle sticks are super cheap, and just have it a fun little thing that you can, that the kids can do for, you know, I'm sure it'll entertain them for a whole 15 minutes, but better than nothing. Something else I thought of was having a bike parade for the kids, like having the kids bring their bikes, especially if the, you guys are like camping or at the lake where you're spending like a weekend somewhere. I thought this would be fun, that the kids can take streamers or maybe like those little tassel-y things or glow sticks and wrap them around their bike somehow and have a little bike parade, or just like decorating their bikes for the weekend for 4th of July. Like I said, especially if you're like at a campground or on vacation somewhere, camping or at the lake. I thought that would be a really fun idea. Having a s'mores bar for the kids, of course, the typical like Hershey's, but I know so many people these days are getting really creative with their s'mores and doing like Reese's cups and Snickers and different things like that. So having like a s'mores bar, I thought would be really fun. Cutting up a watermelon. I know this sounds so basic, but I did this. I don't remember when. It was of holiday, like Labor Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, something like that. 2 summers ago, I instead of cutting up the watermelon before I came, I waited to cut it up like at the party, and the kids thought it was the coolest thing ever. So I like went off, into the grass. And I don't know, there was like a table, or I got a table out. I don't know, whatever. I don't remember the logistics, but I like cut up the watermelon, and then I cut it, leaving the rind on it, and put it in like, and I cut it in like big wedges, and I was passing it out to the kids. The kids thought it was the coolest thing. Like, I don't know, like my kids have watched me cut up a watermelon 100 times, but they were just like, oh yeah. And like all the kids were coming up, like asking for chunks of the watermelon to run around and eat. And the watermelon was literally gone in like 5 minutes. I don't even think hardly any of the adults got any, but it was just so fun. The kids thought it was so cool to just like cut up a watermelon and run around in the yard and eat it. I don't know what it was so fascinating, but it was so cool. And I did it again this last summer, or this Memorial Day weekend. And I don't know why, but the kids just thought it was the coolest thing. It was like the cheapest, coolest entertainment for them, and they thought it was really fun. So whatever, there you have it, cutting up a watermelon at the party. A slip and slide party with water balloons. I saw a really cool slip and slide on Amazon. Of course, by now, I don't know if it'll still be there, but it was like a double slip and slide, and it came with boogie boards, and it was like $50. So take it or leave it. I'm sure it was cheap because it was only $50, but it was like a 17-foot water slide. I was like, wow, how cool would that be? And as, even if you like went in with a family or two and like split it for the day, if it got destroyed at the end of the party, whatever. But I was like, that would be really fun for the kids. So slip and slide party, water balloons, red, white, and blue glow sticks. I see these a lot at the dollar store in the summertime. So anytime I see them, I always just grab a bunch of them. And the kids like them anytime in the summer because I feel like all summer long, here in the US, I think it's fun to be patriotic with all the different holidays going on. You can do a 4th of July themed scavenger hunt for the kids, like helping them find things that are red, white, and blue, or just like doing, an actual scavenger hunt of like clues and things like that. A backyard movie night with patriotic snacks. You can do 4th of July trivia with the kids or even with adults too. And some of the snacks that I've done before at parties that are always like fun, whatever, festive 4th of July. The skewers with like the strawberries, blueberries, and the marshmallows, like the mini marshmallows, those are always super fun. The kids love them. Puppy chow, I know it just has like the white powdered sugar on it, but for some reason I feel like it's always like super festive. Red, white, and blue M&Ms, like snack mix, like so you can take like M&Ms and do pretzels and raisins, and I know some people like to put Cheez-Its in there. And then like M&Ms and kind of toss it together and do like a little snack mix for people. Red, white, and blue Jello, popcorn and M&Ms. So doing like popcorn, especially for the movie night, this would be fun if you do like red, white, and blue M&Ms and with popcorn. My daughter's like friend loves popcorn and M&Ms, and my daughter started eating it a couple years ago. I'm like, what, popcorn and M&Ms? And so I tried it a couple years ago one night when we were sitting there. I'm like, huh. This actually is a really yummy combo. So if you've never had popcorn and M&Ms, it's actually really good. Just as long as you're not doing like the really buttered popcorn. Somebody gifted us like a bag of it, like in, I don't know, some sort of goodie bag, and we made it one night with like the M&Ms. I'm like, ooh, I'm like a little too much for me. So definitely the regular popcorn with the M&Ms is perfect. Another one that's really fun is doing like the cream cheese with the pepper jelly and doing like a blue and then like a red pepper jelly. So like a cherry pepper jelly or strawberry, whatever. And then like a blueberry one is really fun. And then tomatoes and blueberries and a salad just to make it really festive. And then any sort of a pasta salad with like tomatoes and white cheese in it is a fun way to make it festive too. So I am keeping this list for myself, and I hope you guys can go down in the show notes and copy and paste it and put it in the notes section of your phone, or maybe you keep a tab on your computer of a bunch of different ideas that you want to do with the kids, like I do. But just wanted to share some fun, festive things that you guys can do this 4th of July to maybe spruce up your party or add something fun in that maybe you've never done before. So yeah, I hope you guys have a fun and safe 4th of July. Talk to you next time. Thank you.
Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.